Hello.
Oh, hi, Louis. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, Tina. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's Friday, right? We made it. Yep. So, yeah, what's going on? I know you and I talked, and you wanted me to process this on Friday, and then I guess you called in and you spoke with Alberto about the results that you're getting?
Yeah. Did you guys process that already?
No, it declined, actually.
I just put the money in it. It can't decline. I just put it in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the system tried it at 7:45 this morning. So do you want me to try it again right now?
Right now.
Okay, let me give it a whirl.
About half hour ago.
Got it. Okay, it just went through. So your next billing is supposed to be November 24th, but I remember I told you I would push that out 30 days. So I'm going to have you paid in full until December 15th, okay? And then in the meantime, have you been on your dashboard to see the results that you're getting by chance?
No, I've been, like I said, I was out of the country and
okay.
I haven't really looked, no.
Okay, so I'll send you a fresh login. You can go on there and you can track the results in real time. One thing that will help you get even better results is to work on getting some more 5-star reviews on Google. So I'll send you a second email that says learn how to get more reviews, and it will help you get some more 5-star ratings here and there, and then that will give you better results. On our end, I will have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account, and if there's any updates that they can perform behind the scenes that will help you, I'll have them perform those for you as well, okay?
Yeah, like as far as reviews, I have to work to get the reviews. I have work. I just finished another job. I haven't sent them the link yet, but.
Good for you, Louis. Well, listen, it doesn't have to be someone that found you recently or someone that found you on Google. Let's say that you did a job 6 months ago and they were happy. You could always forward the link to them, or you could also forward the link to a friend or a relative or a family member, you know, anybody that can vouch for your service. So I always recommend, you know, don't have them say, oh, Louis put in the best fence for me ever if they didn't, you know, if they're just your friend
trying to help you,
you know, but they could go on there and say, Louis is a trusted business in the community. He has so much industry expertise. Don't hesitate to call him, you know, and they could put 5 stars on there, and all of that's true, right? So you can, you know, be a little bit creative and send it to whoever you think would actually, you know, write that review for you. And, you know, even if you get a fresh one here and there, that helps you tremendously. You know what I mean?
I know. I was talking to a friend of mine. He owns a few restaurants. He's a smart guy. He's a very intelligent guy. And it's like, I kind of showed him what I'm doing. And I don't want to, like, say things like to discourage anybody, but he's like, Louis, I don't think what they're doing is good for you. And he does his own advertising, and the guy shows me what he does in his business in the restaurants. This guy's getting, you know, hundreds and hundreds of clicks, and he's like, Louis, you're on a cheap platform. You know, like, I didn't know much about this, and he's teaching me a lot about this. He's like, Louis, they got you. If I look you up, you're not even on the first page. And for the money for the money you're paying, Louis, it's not worth it.
What I would recommend is have him check it next week, because you have to understand that your account had been in suspension since October 24th. So that will absolutely affect your placement and your ranking, because Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day, you know? So every time a new revision comes through and you're active with us, the technicians go in and they update your information and they refresh your data. That's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page. So when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active on the account, but they don't do the active programming. So that's affecting you. You know what I mean? It's been almost a month of active programming that now that it's paid, the technicians will go in and they'll catch up on all of that. And next week you'll be seeing that you're ranking again. Good news is, though, I'm on your dashboard, and it is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has already been found 179 times on the first page of Google. You're getting clicks to your site and clicks to call you. You've had an extra 300 clicks to your business through the Facebook ads. So I'm thinking it's just going to keep getting stronger and stronger, you know what I mean, and you're going to get better results as you go.
I'm hoping this will all work out, like, as soon as, like, when it comes into the spring, you know, I don't know, because I haven't gotten anything through this, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, so spring is going to be hot for you because that's a good, you know, season. So I also want to give you an option. If you go into the winter months and typically you don't do a lot of work in the winter, what you could do is you could take the Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to just $149 monthly. Okay? Right. And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running, you know, and you stay mobily optimized, coming up from the smartphones and the tablets and the voice-activated devices. So, you know, sometimes people do that if they hit a slow season, because you could always call back in the spring and put those Facebook ads back on if you wanted to. You know what I mean?
Well, right now, I'll just leave it the way it is.
Okay, I'll leave it the way it is, and then now you know that that's an option. And so, you know, if anything changes, just call us before December 15th, and we can apply that to your billing, okay?
All right, hon.
All right. Have a great weekend coming up, too, okay?
I apologize. All right. Like I said, I was out of the country. I got back, and I was just trying to get everything back in order. You know, I lost a family member, so it was tough.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm so sorry to hear that, but I'm happy that you're slowly but surely getting everything back in action. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All right. I enjoyed talking to you, Lewis. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.